Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa is here, too. We have Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoorsman talking Fred Olve, talking fishing, bass fishing, bluefin fishing. Great tackle seminar here today with Mike.
Oh, you're not kidding, man. You want to talk about an opportunity to talk to a guy that knows not only everything about tackle, but the opportunity to use it. And like you said, Pete, just all facets of it. Whatever type of fishing you're into, that's covered today. And we're going to be covering some more deals because there's nobody better at prying information out of people than Pete is. So I'm sure we're going to get some more Fred Hall before this goes down. But we're having a great time, and we want to talk to you this morning, man. Be a part of the show. If you want to join us in the second hour, there's two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all that great tackle info with Mike, he's also given us just some awesome prizes. Three lucky callers at the end of the show are all going to win a $50 gift card, good for any of the 21 Turner's Outdoorsman's locations all the way up and down California. Just great prizes.
Thanks
and great
so
opportunities.
Much for that. Appreciate that very much. Now, before we jump into the catch report, how about another deal? Since you asked.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so this one I've held on to for a little bit.
Okay.
It was a buy early deal, and I've been holding it just for the show.
Just for the Fred Hall. Long
just
Beach
for Fred Hall. I mean, I've probably been holding this stuff for like 8 or 9 months, just for the show. So a couple years ago, we had something similar, and it went really well. And this year, it's the Shimano Escudo Zip Hoodie, fleece hoodie. I have them in black and navy blue, regularly $75. And I'm going to be selling them for
$29.98. Wow.
Oh,
and that's
nice.
A great hoodie.
Yeah, it's a super cool hoodie. I looked at them, and I was like, I think these are going to be a hit. So
oh, yeah.
I've got a bunch of them. Size run from medium to 3XL. It's going to be a hot deal. Limit two per person.
$80 hoodies for $29.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Wow. That's a big deal.
Yeah, these
only at
the
show.
Only at the show. They did really good the last time I had one similar to this, and the price was a little bit higher, so I decided to get a little more aggressive and drop it down.
Whew, $30.
We'll take that.
What a deal!
Yeah. No doubt.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip. It'll help you with everything from school-size tuna to record-size tuna. And with the all-brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Takas Tackle, and the Longfin. Hey, we're going to jump into the catch port, talk to our FishDope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Mike.
Morning.
So here we are, guys, creeping up on mid-February, and subtle signs of spring are everywhere, man. Sun's higher, days longer, dogwood trees are starting to flower, and sea bass are biting a bit better.
It's nice.
Yeah. Hey, it's that time. So at the Outer Islands there, Nick and SBI still on hold till that cod season opens up here in a couple weeks. Pretty good bass fishing over at San Clemente Island. Both ends there were biting. At Catalina is definitely trending in the right direction. That's where the most info's been coming from. Squid situation is pretty good right now. Backside East has got a bundle. Net Silver Canyon zone, as well as some below Cat Harbor and some outside West Cove there. That's all good. Stock spots there. Been a little uptick in the fishing also. Sea bass scattered on the beaches and the kelp lines. Not so much deep water, guys. It's mostly that shallow water stuff, which is perfect. That's just the way I love to fish them. And just like I wrote in the Catalina book, in the gray, guys, it's not about spots. It's about conditions. You don't need to be worrying about where the best spot is. You need to worry about where the best conditions are. Best beach on the island is absolutely useless with clean water and no current. So hold that thought when you're trying to figure out where to set up. Also, Catalina there, a little bit of yellowtail showed up, school-sized fish, backside west, live squid. That's good news. And the setup at the island right now, I mean, it feels really solid, guys. We had a couple funky years a couple years back, and the island looks like it's kind of really coming around, and I'm feeling very optimistic. You know, last year was a tremendous season over there. Setup looks good again here. Locally, one of my customers came in yesterday afternoon. Here's a quote. Best day of calico bass fishing ever. He's all fired up. It was great. They had a tank of squid from Nacho's. They decided to stay local because the weather was a little funky yesterday morning. And so they checked out Iser's there, just wide-open calico bass for them. So, and sometimes big sand bass mixed in there. And it's kind of a standard story. You know, you catch the conditions right. It's been really good bass fishing here. Thanks for that report, Ron. And then also local, more signal on those bigger halibut from outside Long Beach, outside Newport, Dana Point. Big baits, deeper water is the key, guys. Small mackerel is my favorite bait, like an 8-inch long mackerel and a heavy sinker to ballast them down. And then 80 to 140 feet has been kind of the depth, and around the bait balls is kind of gets you in the area there. But there are some big ones. I think the best one I heard of this week was 41. So there's some good ones around. And, you know, it's springtime almost, and conditions are good. And I'm hoping you guys are getting all your tackle and boats and everything ready, because it looks like we're in for another really good one here this year.
Sounds good to me, man. I'm ready to make it happen. That's awesome, Mark.
Well, somebody, and of course, fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership. Danny's been on it. He talks to Mark all the time and keeps you up to date about what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com, the source for current fishing information 365 days a year. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, and you get $20 off a new membership. And how do we find you, Mark?
P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. Website PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, Danny had tried to call me just before I was getting ready to go on here. I didn't have time to grab the call. But I'll bet he had the hot mangrove snapper bite report because he just got back from Florida. So.
Ah, there
you go.
Yeah, you're going to have to read Fish Dope to get that one, guys.
Very good. All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
See you, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, talking to the man. Marcos is on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
A little slow fishing-wise, just trip-wise this week. The new C4th actually filled in for the Sea Watch on some Sea Cam trips, so they weren't fishing every day. But when they did get out on those half-day trips, some very nice weather, some decent bass fishing, calico bass, sand bass, a little bit of sculpin in the mix there. The San Diego on their full-day trip yesterday had some very good rock fishing. A couple calico bass, no yellowtail showing yet, but he's going to keep running those trips as long as people are interested. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days. And then we're any one, or excuse me, day and a half we're going to put up would be up there. So keep an eye there. You can just call the office, 619-224-3383. And as usual, you can always come down and visit us. Only a couple more weeks here, and you'll be able to have the Rock Cod Rick Rex Burrito again. And stop in the tackle shop, say hi, get your gear ready. We've had some great weather, and hopefully, you know, a little rain predicted earlier this week, but then back to normal. And honestly, looking outside, you wouldn't even believe it was weekend of February here. So, like I said, definitely check that website, give us a call, or come down and visit us.
A couple more weeks, the burrito's back in business, Marcos.
Absolutely. It's just not quite the same. It's just a Rick burrito. Not quite the same.
Well, we appreciate a great report. Like you say, get through a little spat of weather. We'll get right back to good fishing. Marcos, one more time, give us a phone number if somebody wants to come call you up and go fishing.
619-224-3383. More than happy to help you up, get you set up. If you have questions about the upcoming season, want to charter a boat, always come down, visit us, get your gear ready for the upcoming season, or check the website, c4thlanding.com.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with the Northern Baja Report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Rick.
Hey. Yeah, the overall fishing down in Baja this last week, the pressure was down a little bit, but we did get a few reports, starting with Mag Bay, where Mark Rayer from Gen Ren reported nice weather with good clamming, decent fishing in the bay. And by the looks of a photo he posted online, it looked like there were plenty of shrimp around to throw in his Bloody Mary. Over at Mulahague Bahia Concepcion, we were talking a while before about this yellowtail tournament that was coming up, and it ended up that the tournament was a bust. And it, the word is that the commercials moved in, and the good yellowtail fishing that was going on there for the weeks leading up to the tournament dried up, and no yellowtail were caught. And the only good information or the good result from that is that FONMAR, that's the promotes sport fishing and conservation in Mexico, was there as a guest at the tournament. And when they saw that that happened, that just gave them some more incentive to push on enforcement and see if they can't get better control for some of the near shore commercial fishing that's happening there and kind of wipes things out like that temporarily. So hopefully that bodes well. Fishing turns back on and they'll have a better tournament next year. Over at Cedros Island, Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing just returned. He took yellowtail up to 25 pounds with lots of halibut and big bass biting. Over at San Quintin, again, lighter on the light side there for fishermen. Not many visitors at all and nothing reported from the outside, but the locals have been fishing the bay. And inside, the bass bite has been excellent with the occasional halibut showing up. And then closer here at Ensenada, surface fishing, a little slower, a couple of yellowtail caught here and there, but the focus has been on the bottom and with good results there for sheephead, whitefish, reds, lings, all in the mix there. So bottom fishing good. As earlier reported, looks like a little weather is going to blow through most of northern Baja, but I think Cass is heading down there in a couple of weeks to fish with Juan, and then I'll be there the day after. So we'll get some direct reports here in a couple of weeks from San Quintin, where we expect the yellowtail fishing to heat up here significantly. Well, that's it for the report in Baja today.
All right. Great job, great job, Rick. It sounds like lots of good fishing, and as spring heats up here, it's going to get that much better. And, of course, you're gearing up for Fred Hall, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I started looking in the garage today and started moving things around just for my little booth.
Yeah, indeed. And you're offering quite a deal, too. If people sign up with you, you're going to be giving them a free reel.
Yeah, we're going to give out a accurate Valiant 400 two-speed, which is an awesome reel for all the medium-sized fish that we catch around here. And that's for the guys. There's so many guys I've seen at the show and come up or come to the office, and it's just like going to the dentist sometime. They don't get off the fence and do what they want to do and get the paperwork done and get on board. So for the guys who do that at the show and get things rolling, we're going to offer a free gift of one of those nice reels.
That's awesome.
Sweet,
great
man.
Idea,
in,
man.
In the meantime, how do we get a hold of you if we want more information on straightening out our finances?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, obviously you can find me on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, and always give a call at 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch sport today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Hey, they drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your baits to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu Hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success, and I know you're going to score some deals in Gamakatsu.
Yeah, wait, now wait. Let's ask. Turner's Outdoors, we're going to have some Gamakatsu deals.
Yes, we will.
Like, can you talk about it?
It'll they'll be on sale and buy two get one free.
Come on, they're on sale and you buy two get one free.
Yeah,
pretty
much most of our hooks, Gamakatsu, Mustad, Trocar, it's all going to be on sale, buy two get one free.
Wow,
discounted price and freebies.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good deal. Only at the Fred Hall Show.
Only at the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah, very good. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Brian calling us from Rancho Santa Margarita? Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
No, doing great.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, speaking of the deals, is there going to be the same thing or deals for the Shimano flat falls?
Will there be Shimano flat falls?
Will there be deals on Shimano flat falls?
Yeah. Also, besides us having some deals on those, I mean, I know if you buy three Shimano lures at the show, you get a free 200-gram flat fall from them at the show also.
That's wow.
So. Another one of those things that you know you're going to stock up on.
Yeah.
Why not get it at the best price you're going to get it all year?
Exactly. And, I mean, there's a couple other, you know, Okuma came out with a new Magnum squish jig, which is in bigger sizes. I'm trying to remember. I think it's a 350 and a 400, possibly, rigged a little differently with, like, a 7691 and the assist hooks on it also. So, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of jigs. It's, you know, things slowed down enough where we could get refilled up on them. So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, Fisherman's Landing is going to have them, and we'll be ready.
And that's unusual. Shimano never usually offers show deals.
No.
Yeah.
But this is
going to
be unprecedented this year that Shimano's offering. And especially on flat falls. Everybody wants flat falls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hottest jig going. And it's going to be like buy three, get one free?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
How cool is that?
Pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great stuff. Of course, you can see Turner's ads in there and more. And big fish fishing, too. And, of course, on the back, you'll see the very first ad for the Fred Hall shows coming up here. So be sure to check that out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Let's go live to the Intrepid right now. Captain Bill Cavanaugh is on the line. Good morning, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, good morning. Can you guys read me?
Gotcha.
Loud and clear, bud.
Oh, cool. Hey, I just wanted to call in with a report. We're coming home from a Soft Steel sponsored 15-day trip here on the Intrepid. We had a good, overall, we had a good trip. You know, we had, I would call it 100 to like 160-pound fish on tap just about every fishing day of our trip. We would have a shot at some cows, you know, fish over 200 pounds just about every day. We ended up with 7, possibly 8 fish over 2 for the trip. I think our big fish is going to go right around 255. And we had a sprinkling of wahoo in the mix as well. So, you know, we had a pretty nice trip. You know, these long trips right now, I think they're worthy. I think most guys are having some opportunities on some big ones every day. And I just wanted to call in with that report. We had a good trip.
Fantastic. Awesome. When are you back into Point Loma sport fishing with the Intrepid there, Bill?
We are going to arrive at Point Loma Sport Fishing tomorrow morning, get in, do our offload. We're going to be in for a few days, and then we're back out again on Thursday morning on a 16-day trip. And, yeah, things are going good. We had a nice trip. We had blessed with weather the whole time. We're actually going to look for bluefin here this afternoon. We got beautiful weather out here, and I know that there's been some scattered bluefin seen and caught. So we're going to put the sonar dome down here this morning. I'm sorry, not this morning, but a little bit after lunch here this afternoon, we're going to put the dome down and look around for some bluefin, see if we can't catch a couple of those things here today.
Sweet.
That's awesome, Bill.
Great to hear from you, Captain Bill Cavanaugh, live aboard the Intrepid. Have a safe ride home. Hope you catch a bunch of big bluefin today, and we'll see you down at Point Loma Sport Fishing tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Appreciate
the call. Look who's on the line, Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick, and good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi, Bart.
How's everybody?
Hey, we're doing great. We're getting very pumped up for the big event.
Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed listening to the show this morning. You got me pumped up. I mean, Mike and I are in there every day hammering away, but you've got me all excited today.
Good. That's what it's all about.
But, you know, that guy called in the first hour. I think his name was Mike, too. And he got me thinking about an old story. And I won't take up much of your time, but this is kind of funny, I think. You know, Mike, back when Mike Lum had your job back 40 years ago, and Turner's was an exhibitor with us, and in those days, there was no selling at the show. No one was allowed to sell anything. So it was Mike Lum and I beating up on my dad trying to get him to allow selling, and sure enough, he did. And then it's all evolved from that time forward, and Turner's has been with us that entire time, and it's been a wonderful ride, and I just want to thank you and the organization.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's a great opportunity to showcase what we have, and it's a good time.
So if you didn't sell anything, Bart, what the heck did you do at a Fred Hall show?
Well, you know, and that's what got me thinking when that guy called in. You know, our business model is such that we want to entertain a family for an entire day at the Fred Hall show, and that's why we want the factories there. If you want to sell something in Long Beach, you've got to have a factory there and at least a 10x10 booth, because we want people to come in and see every item that factory produces so they can then go to their retailers and buy it and maybe ask the retailer, hey, are you guys going to carry this in the future? This is a place to really explore the fishing industry in a way that you can't do it anywhere else in the world. This is the world's most extensive sport fishing show.
That's my favorite part about Fred Hall. If a guy wants to buy a saltwater rod, he gets to go to Shimano and talk to all the Shimano guys about it. Then he gets to go to CalStar and talk to all the CalStar guys about it. Then he gets to go to talk to Mike. And then he gets to go talk to Fisherman's. And he gets to go talk to all of these people that carry all the stuff. Like, you're getting the opinions of all of the experts. Like, it is the best place to make informed buying on your gear, or just learn about it, or learn about all the great stuff to do with it and the places to go with it. Like, everything about it, everything period in saltwater fishing is at one spot in Long Beach.
Yeah, and like all the seminars that are available, from trout fishing to, you know, catching cow,
everything.
Yeah,
you know, the bluefin, kite fishing, everything.
Not just
everything.
One or two seminars. It's like dozens.
All the time,
all day long. Multiple.
There's actually 400 seminars in 5 days.
Wow.
400 seminars.
That's crazy.
Matter of fact, Mike Lum is in the office right now cursing us as we speak. he's organizing all 400.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And the cool thing is it'll be up on fredhall.com. You can look at it at the website and find out what seminars you want to see.
Eventually it will.
Eventually. Well, hey, Bart, I got news for you. You have 3.5 weeks.
You better hurry.
Trust me, we're hurrying as fast as we can.
All right, Bart. Well,
thanks,
nice
Bart.
To hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning very much. Let's go ahead and jump in those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it, man. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Cliff. He's calling us from Lakewood this morning. What's up, Cliff? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
What's up, Cliff?
Yeah, I like to talk to the guy from Turner's. I went to the Sigma Hill store, and I like the Max Quattro Power Pro, but the only color they got is the high-vis yellow. And I like the fish halibut. I swear those halibuts see the high-vis. You guys got any dark marsh green you need to start carrying?
Yeah,
also, they only have 120-pound spool. Can they get like a 300-yard?
So looking to see if a dark green will be available and a larger volume spool.
Yeah, I just went through a bunch of that stuff, and we'll have some stuff at the show, and then right after the shows, you'll start seeing it in the stores.
Yeah.
Because they have it in a green, and then they actually just came out with a white. So.
A white, too.
Yeah.
They did, on Max Quattro.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
I love Max Quattro.
Yeah, it's
pretty 25% awesome. Thinner diameter, so you can put more on your spool. It's more stealth. It's an amazing. And that deal that Shimano's offering, too, where you can fill with the premium reels. You fill with the premium Max Quattro.
Yeah, up to 500 yards. So
that helps so much with all that Guadalupe stuff. When you're, you know, like Pete, I know on your trip, when you're fishing a Tac 16, that, man, you really should be fishing the heavier line, but you're worried about getting capacity. Now you can, you know, that 25% smaller, you can be comfortable in fishing those larger, you know, braid sizes, but still getting the capacity that you want and all the strength. That's a good line.
And if it's thinner, your fly line's going to fly. It's going to be that much more stealth,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Diameter's sure. Everything.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. We'll see you at the show, Cliff. Appreciate the call. Let's go to live to the searcher. Captain Art Taylor's on the line. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Just wanted to call in and thank Mike Nguyen from Turner's Outdoorsman there for their sponsored trip of several trips on the searcher. The amount of giveaways that comes with the Turner representatives, you know, it offsets the cost of the trip. They bring so much stuff that is used by all the anglers. It's pertinent to the trip that they're on. And, man, we just can't thank Mike enough for all his help. And it's just great to have Turner's and Searcher together. Really grateful for his sponsorship and everyone he has the call. And thank Mike. And
Losing the sat phone there. But that's real nice, Art. I know you're on a whale trip and head down the coast here to go check out those amazing sights down in the lagoons down there off of Baja and beyond there. And appreciate the call. From the sat phone here, Art, and Searcher has a
great
bunch of Turner's Outdoorsman sponsored trips. And if you look at the website, searchersportfishing.com, you can link that through the Let's Talk Hookup website at letstalkhookup.com on the links page. You'll see all the different Turner sponsored trips.
Yeah, on the Searcher and then a couple other boats too, and I should hopefully try to get my charter schedule ironed out here soon.
Yeah.
But, a lot of that, I also have to thank Lori. She she does a lot of the footwork for me. So
yeah, Lori in the San Marcos location.
In the San Marcos.
Yep, and
she's a godsend.
She's saltwater. She is the saltwater lady, isn't she?
Yeah, it's she definitely fishes more than anyone else I know.
That's cool. Good for Lori. We're proud of her.
That's
sure.
cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. This is literally the first open phone line we've had since the beginning of the show. We have just one of them. It's 877-792-1090. That's your chance to talk to Mike. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish. When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You have seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the Fret Hall shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. Solarmax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity, combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics, as well as all the other top names, displayed at this year's Fred Hall shows. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks. See them at the Fred Hall show or on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090. Okay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Great time here with Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoors. Three $50 gift cards going to three lucky callers today. Phones have been packed. Let's jump back into
Sounds good to me, man. Matt in La Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Matt, again, thanks for hanging in there with us. Busy morning.
Hey, no problem. Always enjoy hearing what's coming up in Long Beach. My Victoria's Secret of the Outdoors, as I like to call it. Just wondering what kind of surface iron deals you might have. I'm biased to tatty jigs, fished them for 30-plus years.
Yeah, I'll have tatty and salus in the booth on sale. Haven't quite worked out everything, but I'll have a selection in the booth as always.
Yeah, and some kind of deal.
There's always
everything's
a deal.
Everything's on sale. Everything in the booth is going to be on. You can guarantee that if it's in the booth at Long Beach or Del Mar, it's on sale.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, look at,
or some type of a
value add.
Cool. There's always something.
A reason to buy.
Yeah, for sure.
And real quick, Ricky, thank you for setting me up with that GG90J. Fished that hard last year on my 7-day, and that with the Shimano 20 reel is just a dream setup. So if anybody's out there looking for a rod and reel combo matchup, just go down and see Ricky at Fisherman's Landing, because those boys down there know their stuff. And thanks again, Ricky, for that. Had a dream with that outfit last year on the 7-day, and looking forward to using it again this year, guys.
Stoked that you're so happy, Matt. That's great, man. That's a Cadillac of a setup you got. Appreciate it very much.
No question. Appreciate the call this morning. You know, in the last break, you heard a new advertiser to Let's Talk Hookup, Johnson Hicks Marine. Very proud to be representing Johnson Hicks. Joe over there, Joe Donati, great guy. These people are in Santa Cruz, but they're always at the Fred Hall shows.
Right.
They're the guys that have everything at the Fred Hall shows in marine electronics.
Yeah.
And
the display that they have is fantastic.
Yeah, Furuno, Simrad. I mean, they're promoting, some great deals with Simrad right now, but they have Garmin, they have Raymarine, they have everything. And the cool thing about Joe and Johnson Hicks Marine is they have the people that know their stuff, too.
I'll tell you a quick story that they don't even know, but the reason that we picked Simrad for our boat was because of their display at Fred Hall Show. We got to go there and push the buttons on all the units, and you get to see all the displays. They have everything set up on demo modes where you actually get to plunge through it. And for us, that Simrad was the highest between functionality and everything else. But it was literally because of their display getting to choose everything that's why we put that on our boat. And it's just because of Johnson Hicks at the show. Yeah. You know,
the new Simrad Evo 3 is just awesome.
Yeah, so
no other way to say it. It's just amazing. And go and buy Johnson Hicks Marine display, both at Long Beach and Del Mar. Of course, Long Beach is a giant display. And go say hi to Joe and tell him you appreciate him supporting Let's Talk Hookup. We appreciate their support here. And it's really nice to have a great marine electronics store like that. And even though they're physically not in Southern California, everything they have is online. And good prices, too.
Well, and just getting to deal with somebody that knows what they're talking about and getting to, I mean, you're going to walk up there, find an expert, and he's going to walk you through all the different options. This is my budget. This is my boat. What do you think? And, well, they're going to walk you through. That's the where you want to buy your stuff from, is people who have all the options, because you know they're not just selling you what they have. They're selling you what's right for you.
And they know what's right.
Exactly.
And that's all they deal in is marine electronics.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. So check them out. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. Next up, we're going to talk to Kenny, calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, everybody.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, I plan on doing some sea bass fishing here soon with some friends. Curious if they're still doing the head program, you know, turn in your heads, and if they are, can we turn our heads into turners in one of the locations?
I believe they still are doing that program. Unfortunately, we are not set up as a head pickup location.
A lot of the landings do that.
Yeah.
It's not really a tackle store thing. So a lot of the landings, especially up in San Pedro, Long Beach, Newport, Dana Point, you know. I think,
and I don't
Dana
know if Pacific
Fishing.
Edge might be one also.
Yeah, maybe Mark will do it. But, yeah, just call around and see. You could probably go on the Hub Seaward Research Institute website, and they'd be able to tell you locations, too, of where that would be. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Eddie, calling us from Vista. Good morning, Eddie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Eddie.
Good morning.
Morning. What's up,
Eddie? Hey, I got to give a big thank you to you guys before I ask my question, because Ricky and Pete, I have learned more from your show in 20 years than I've learned in my previous lifetime of fishing. So thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure, buddy. It's been a lot of fun getting to do it.
So Mike, I got a question about hookup baits. Have you fished for those? And I was using them last. I was turned on to those last summer by someone who was just, his guys were just killing them on these baits, and they showed me and how to fish them, and they worked really well. So I couldn't find them anyplace. Ended up going to their website and purchasing some. So I was wondering if Turner's is going to be stocking those, or do you stock them now, or do you have any experience with that?
I have talked to them. It is. I am working on it. Not 100% positive if it's going forward, but it is looking that way. But nothing set in stone yet. But definitely,
stay tuned
for sure.
For sure. Hey.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Hey, Eddie, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, first thing that's up is we've got two guys on the radio here that have probably forgotten more about tackle than most people are ever going to know.
He's not talking
about
you.
That's fine. Maybe you can help me out with him.
But narrowing it down, there's three of us in the room. It's not me.
Anyhow, I'm hoping you can help me out with one of my concerns about putting Spectra on a smaller Star Drag saltwater reel that's rated from 14 to 20 pounds of mono. And my biggest concern is because the Spectra is a smaller diameter that if I pick the wrong size, it's going to sink down into itself. So I'm hoping between the two of you, you can come up with a recommendation of what would be the minimum size Spectra that I would want to load on that thing.
What's your thought? And what are you going to fish for, Rich?
It's probably, if I put Spectra on it, it'll be versatile enough to use for a shallow water rock fishing, but probably for things, bait fishing, things like calicos and shallow water rock fish, maybe some halibut, stuff like that.
I'll just start with your fear of the line digging into itself. Any one of those braided lines, inappropriately loaded on the reel will have the ability to do that, and any of them appropriately loaded shouldn't do that. You know, I mean, braid as low as 20-pound test, which is, you know, about as low as you'd find. Occasionally, you even see Power Pro down in 10 and 15-pound. As long as the reel, as long as the line is wound on with appropriate tension, it's going to be fine. And there are some styles of fishing where it is very difficult for you to put the line back on the reel tightly. And so sometimes you just need to take that into consideration. If you're going to make a bomber cast and you've just been, you know, winding your reel with a slack line, like sometimes how you'd maybe fish a jerk bait or some sort of topwater, things like that, sometimes you need to, you know, make a little half cast just to get the line off of your reel, wind it back on with tension before you really load up and make a bomber of a cast. But I don't feel that the braid, I don't think that you would sacrifice inappropriate line size for just fear of the line digging down, and I'll let Mike answer what you feel would be the most appropriate line size for, you know, standard low profile reel.
Yeah, I mean, you could go as low as 20 pound, really. Like Rick was saying, I mean, it's all about just making sure it's wound on there right. If it's put on super loose and certain techniques, it's hard to avoid. I mean, you just got to be careful with it at that point, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Some of these guys fishing like these super stealth rigs the last couple of years, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of, I mean, like Trinidad 10s and, you know, the Valiant 300s, and they're packing a ton of line on it and of light braid and catching, you know, big bluefin and yellowfin and things like that on it. So,
yeah. And the thinner the diameter, the more you want it packed tight, right?
Just Spectra in general.
Yeah,
it just
general,
needs to be
packed
tight. I mean, you know, you wind 130-pound on your reel loose, and then you either make a heavy cast or you have a fish start to pull drag, it'll bury down itself
bury
just
right
the
down.
Same. It's just all about how tightly that line is packed.
And what happens when it buries down?
if it's an extreme case, it'll bury down so tight that, you know, the line is going to break before the amount of friction to get it loose. Yeah. And
so I have a story to share with you. It's an old story. I probably shared with you many times. I was in Lake Guri, Venezuela, fishing peacock bass with Harry Guaco. This is like 20-plus years
okay.
ago. And so it's when Braid first came out. And Berkley was one of our sponsors. Berkley was one of the first ones with Braid out. And I had this Berkley braided line. May have been Fireline or something.
Spider wire back in the day.
Yeah, spider wire or something like that on my reel. And I hooked this monster, 20-plus pound peacock bass.
No.
And got him right next to the boat. And it was full visual.
Sure, yeah.
The guy's getting ready to dip net it, the whole thing. And he takes off and buries the Spectra in the spool and breaks off. That was when I realized that you really need to know what you're doing when you load Spectra on your reel. So since that time of losing the fish of a lifetime, I always take it to a professional to wind Spectra on because it really needs to be wound on properly. And if you don't know exactly what you're doing, no matter what kind of Spectra it is, take it to a pro. That's my advice for today.
That's great advice.
And I mean, and the thing too with that is like, even if it is wound on right, you as the angler also have to make sure that you're laying it down right on your spool as you're reeling it in.
Yes.
I mean, I've had an instance where it was a San Diego deal and we launched out a mission, ran north bass fishing, pre-fishing for a tournament, and the fishing was awful and just countless casts and casts and casts, and coming back, it's like, oh, there the yellows are. And these were all 20 to 35 pounders, and all we had was bass gear. And I went 0 for 5. Yeah, we're not passing. I went 0 for 5, and it was just because I had, you know, been throwing super light baits all day long because I was dropping down just trying to get a bite, and my Spectra was super loose on all my reels.
And it buried.
And it's like you hook a fish, it gets to the edge, and it just digs, and it's, you know, and pow.
Yeah.
I had to cut out a lot of
Spectra. That's a good point, too, because you could have it wound properly. You're fly lining a long distance. When you wind it back in, you better make sure you wind it tight, huh?
A little bit of tension. Yeah.
With all that big bluefin, you know, in years past when it was popper, surface iron, we were fishing straight braid. I mean, it was the rule. You made your cast at your foamer, and as soon as you were on to the next spot, I mean, everybody in the boat was dumping half their spool back behind the boat and winding it back on nice and tight again. I mean, trying to cast, with the exception of the tranks are like the equalizer, but, you know, trying to cast your Talicas and your Trinidads and things like that with straight braid, like, you get one perfect cast, and everything after that was marginal just because of the way you sweep your rod with a popper. It's just, you're just not going to get it on as tight and as straight as perfect, and Spectra, that's a huge part of it. Like, it's not as forgiving during the cast as mono is. It needs to be on that spool tight and straight for it to come off tight and straight, you know, because if it doesn't, it's gonna fluff up on you, and it's gonna catch, and you know, that's like what Mike was saying about casting off depth 250s. I mean, braid has some fantastic advantages, but it's not the only game in town for a reason. You know, I mean, there's no denying that mono does cast better. Period.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up? We jump back into, and we're gonna talk to Jerry calling us from Corona this morning. Hey, Jerry, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for hanging in there.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Mike. And, I'm over here in Corona, and I really want to give props to the boys over at the Riverside store. I got a couple of young guys, and every time I go in there, they're really knowledgeable about the saltwater. Because, you know, normally you go inland and you try to talk, they really don't either follow it or they don't do much of it. So I want to give props to the Riverside store.
That's nice.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we got a good bunch of guys over there.
Great.
I love
Great. Love going over there to get light. And my question is, by, you know, because I know you, I go to all your stores in Southern California, and it's normally, you know, fishing and hunting. Is there any future plans for maybe having a store closer to the coast that just primarily saltwater and boating?
Boating is a interesting animal. You're typically either a boat shop or you're a tackle shop. You know, we have played around a little bit with just a straight tackle shop, but for our model, it's, you know, we're Turner's Outdoorsmen. We've been doing this for 40 plus years. It's
Broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
You're about the outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, shooting sports, hunting.
And fishing. Yeah. So it all, archery. And archery in key locations. Yeah. So it all ties in and, you know, that's it's kind of our passion.
It's outdoors.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Do you carry a lot of clothing, too, for the outdoors?
Yeah. In some locations, we have more clothing than others. Yeah. It's based on space. All of our stores are different sizes. So.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you, 1 week from tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's the big 6th annual Bay Bass Seminar, live broadcast with Benny Florentino, Coastal Charters, and Gene Estabrook, East County Bait and Tackle. And then, of course, the big panel discussion with Benny Florentino, Corey Sand, and Afrin Abutin, Matt Moyer. And then Afrin's going to do a big beginner kayak fishing seminar at 11 o'clock, which will be really fun. If you're kayak fishing, want to learn from one of the best, Afrin, he'll be there. And then lunch. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, man, it's going to be so killer.
Rory from Traeger Grills is grilling up some of his specialties, and then beer tasting with Ballast Point. Sign up for a CCA membership, and you get a $40 gift card from Dana Landing at that event. So if you sign up for a lifetime membership, you get a free pair of Mally Jim sunglasses.
Again, the deal is the craziest thing ever. Tell them about the gift card. Like, it costs how much to get to be a member?
$30 to join CCA California. You get a $40 gift card. So they're paying you to join.
Yeah, you get
paying you to
join. That's
free,
crazy.
You get a free $10 on tackle that you're going to buy anyways.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to seeing everybody down there next Sunday, February 18th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Can't wait. Let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Bob calling us from Simi Valley. Hey, Bob, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I've become a big fan of that Accurate Valiant reel, but I'll tell you, when I bought the first one, it wouldn't fit on my beloved CalStar Graphiters. I had to go to a smaller graphite rod, which I actually got very, very interested in the Dial-A Proteus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've come out with that nice Valiant 800 two-speed, and I'm wondering which rod you'd recommend for that.
Yeah, that 800 is pretty awesome. you know, there's tons of rod options. You know, CalStar 775, double XH, triple XH. I mean, that thing, line capacity-wise, I got one, and I spliced 80 to 100 hollow. And I have over 800 yards of line.
Yeah, that's a lot of line.
And I mean, the free spool on it is pretty crazy. And my thought process on it was that whole bluefin fly line bite, you know, with 100 pound, kind of something to cast a little better, a little stealthier.
Sure.
But I mean, CalStar, Seeker, Phoenix. I mean, there's tons of rods out there. Therese rail rods. It's a lot of personal preference and what you like. And
it's got the Shimano's, got all the rods. And you got the deals on the Shimano rods at the show, too.
Yeah, I mean, so, the show is definitely the place to go. You can pull on a bunch of rods and see what suits your needs. I mean, everyone's a little different on what they like. Some guys like a little softer, a little stiffer, longer, shorter. It's
everybody's different.
Yeah, it's all personal preference.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what three lucky guys that got themselves Turner's Outdoorsman gift certificates, $50 apiece. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, three big winners, all receiving $50 gift cards at Turner's. And again, Mike, that is so cool, and we sure appreciate the partnership and getting to do that. Three big winners, Mike in Point Loma, Odie in Norwalk, and Brian in Rancho Santa Margarita. Guys, congratulations. You are going to love all that. All the shopping spree.
Indeed.
Everything's
well,
yours.
We just got as much as we could out of Mike and with the time, but there's so many more deals.
Yes.
And the best way, Mike, to get all those deals?
Go to turners.com, sign up for our email list, and you will get email blasted our entire Fred Hall ad.
Cool.
I mean, it's like literally we barely scratched the surface today.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
All right. Well, thanks for all your support. Thanks for all
you
do at Turner's Outdoorsman. We'll look forward to having you back real soon, and we'll see you at Long Beach and Del Mar.
For sure.
All right. Looking forward to that. And tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., I'll be at El Salto with the cast group and the Let's Talk Hookup group. But Rick will be right here in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. with Mike Pritchard. We'll find out what's going on down at Colonette, offshore with the Bluefin and more. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090.